Prologue. Sudden new opportunity. He noticed the vibration of the phone in his pocket. By looking at him, you might not take him for someone that would carry a phone. As a utilitarian, it was a necessary tool, as he came to see.
Xoxa, I may have something that is of interest to you.
He had barely gotten the phone to his ear and hadn't yet said a word. By the way his name was said, Xoxa already knew who it was. Liban Eupalinus, the Nen designer. That's the occupation he invented for himself, of course.
You might want to talk to me in person about it.
It would take a day for Xoxa to reach Liban from his current location. Back in the city of Cimeterium, on Cowtip Island, was a young hunter. Desperation was consuming him as he went from bar to bar, searching for a friend of his. He, of course, had an idea of why his friend had travelled here and wanted to help. After some time of not being able to find him, he resorted to asking for help in the best way he knew how, in a world of few friends. He went on the hunter site and posted a reward for finding his friend and the group he was traveling with. It wouldn't be long till hunters and non-hunters with access to networks of information would be coming to the island to aid in the search for their own reasons. The reason he did not rely on the local police was simple. He had already asked them. The answer he got. Sorry there. We've just got our hands full already. If we had more personnel or better funding, we might be able to manage to do both. But right now, we have to focus on our current investigation, or else we risk more people going missing than just your friend and his travel buddies. The current investigation would refer to a recent trend in Cimeterium, gambling. Complaints were being filed every day over residents losing their belongings and much of their savings in institutions around town. The police have not been able to find out much, but they believe Nen users are using their abilities to run and rig the whole operation. Several detectives on the police force themselves are Nen users, but their abilities are mostly non-combat focused. They fear that the scam may be related to several other upticks in crime around the city, so they are devoting what little resources they have to stopping it before anyone gets hurt. As night fell, Xoxa arrived at Liban's grounds. Liban lived on the shore of the continent nearest Cowtip Island. He was well guarded because despite being a specialist, he had no combat ability. He used his Nen ability for one purpose, wealth. He could design and give hatsus to other people, one per person. The conditions were that it would force a state of zetsu on himself for a month, and the stronger the ability, the bigger the toll on his physical health. For this reason, he employed a highly trained medical staff around him as well. Anyone who couldn't pay the full fee would owe him a debt. This debt could be paid off by performing a favor for him, depending on the situation. Xoxa never asked for a hatsu from Liban, so there was no debt to be paid off. Instead, they both shared a similar interest.
There's going to be an assassination attempt.
Attempt?
Xoxa felt as though this meant Liban expected it to fail.
The target is a powerful Nen user whose strength comes from the abuse of others' Nen abilities, like my own.
Is it someone you've dealt with before, then?
Indirectly. There were a few who believed that aura could be transferred between users to create more powerful hatsus. Obviously, this intrigued me, as it would you. I didn't care what their reason was, and I honestly doubt it matters. However, they sought me out for help. There were three that were involved, but I could tell that someone else had it arranged. Two of them came up to me. The first one showed me his prized hatsu. He could give aura to someone else by sacrificing his own. I thought it was a bit unnerving to think that someone would be willing to sacrifice their own ability for the benefit of someone else. Really, who would want that? But it was the second one that approached me that wanted something. He made a request. The same ability, but he leaned in to tell me of a slight change. Now, this man was something else. The potential he had. He must have been capable of becoming a real Nen master if he would just put in the time. I talked him into switching to become the target of all this Nen swapping. I thought that maybe he would be a better recipient than the one they chose. They chose some boring old chump. Sure, he had powerful Nen, but this guy had way more potential. He refused. So I gave him what he wanted. They had an obscene amount of money to spend. It almost worried me how easy it was for them to buy this hatsu. Someone else was footing the bill.
Get to the point.
Xoxa was getting visibly angry.
He wanted to transfer his aura at the cost of his own life. The more aura, the less time he'd have left.
They were both silent. Liban appeared to have been waiting on a comment from Xoxa, but none came. Liban continued.
Narmer was his name. such brilliant potential. He gave away his entire life during the operation. The target gained massive amounts of aura in addition to the other's gift to him, which of course was on top of his own ability. He must have developed a sense of greed, of selfishness, because now someone with a massive financial backing is paying for him to be killed by putting out an open invitation with a high reward.
Well, what is his name?
The first time Xaxa felt truly intrigued during this visit. Liban opened a drawer and found a piece of paper. He made sure to pronounce it right.
Last known location, Cowtip Island. Name, Shivra Nyarl.